When grouping students, use formative assessment data to monitor progress with. Formative assessment data used to differentiate instruction with can include the following. Anecdotal data gathered from reflective and collaborative activities, where students are communicating with one another while performing tasks and completing activities. Teachers can use charts and lists to record this information. Summaries and self-reflections, where students articulate understanding, make sense of what they've read, make personal life connections through their own experiences, and communicate metacognitively about what they read through writing. Teachers look for content-specific language and connections to and among concepts taught. Graphic organizers and strategy guides, where students organize information, make connections among concepts and relationships by organizing their ideas into organizational templates. Reviewing these templates helps teachers understand the thinking process students apply to arrive at answers and make sense of information. It also communicates the thinking behind a final product and to what extent that thinking was critical and analytical. Visual representations of information, with students using visuals and pictures to connect ideas and remember information. Noting visual information that students use to articulate understanding tells teachers what their learning style preferences are and to what extent pictorial representations work into their overall ability to retain and make sense of information. Exit cards or sticky notes are useful formative assessment vehicles that articulate culminating understanding in follow-up to a lesson, or as preparation for review and background knowledge. Small and flexible groups. Teachers can organize and facilitate groups based on student readiness in response to diverse learning needs through scaffolding, applied best in small groups. Students would be placed with materials that are at their own level of functioning, offering support to help them achieve a learning standard or master a specific skill. Students who perform at or above grade level might also need small and flexible grouping in order to allow them opportunities to challenge or expand on activities. Decisions for small groups are typically made in the following instances: when students need additional instruction or time on task, students need additional support, help, or scaffolding, when higher performing students need prep time or need extension activities for independent learning, when students have specific interests or need to make selections for assignments to result in group placement, when learning style inventories indicate specific learning preferences for challenging tasks. Small grouping allows for students to be placed within activities that accommodate learning styles and allow for enhanced learning and success. Marzano, 2001, recommends that cooperative learning groups be used as a base for instruction. Base groups can be organized by grouping patterns that include the following. Informal groups, pair-share, turn-and-talk groups that last a few minutes and are used to scaffold, reflect within a lesson about a lesson. These groups focus student attention while allowing them to more deeply process information through focused peer discussion. Formal groups are longer-term groups that allow students time to thoroughly process information, complete assignments and performance tasks. These are planned in advance to achieve positive interdependence among students, collaborative processing of information, reinforcement of social skills, and group accountability. Formal groups can include assignment completion, project planning, project completion, peer conferences, student peer coaching. Base groups are the longest-term groups that allow students time throughout the school year with the same peers. They can be used to accomplish routine tasks, provide ongoing support, progress monitor, and complete collaborative long-term activities. Activities in base groups can include routine tasks, planned activities, running of errands, 5-minute meetings to greet and meet, check in or sign up for various activities, review homework, or help with classroom chores. Group management. Here are a few rules of thumb for responsible, effective group management. Keep the group small. work, or participate within the groups as you circulate them. Take plenty of anecdotal notes and glean from other formative data when circulating. Remain flexible about how you place students, moving them as needed or shifting groups around depending on the group goals. Rotate or jigsaw groups to keep them lively. Differentiated group lesson example. First 10 to 15 minutes of class. 1. Lesson overview. Mini lesson. Extraction of prior knowledge from students via interactive KWL or discussion focused on prior knowledge related to the upcoming lesson or content. 2. Students participate in a teacher-led lesson with same content but differentiated instructional pacing or scaffolded support specific to student needs. 3. Other students work in pre-assigned groups for independent study or on an assigned cooperative learning task with peer partners. Number 4. Students may be in different places, with some reviewing work from previous tasks and making adjustments, others engaging in peer review for editing and revision, some conferring with a teacher in a teacher-led group, and others working ahead on scaffolded activities to catch up. Number 5. Students work to complete assignments at staggered times and work effectively at different places within the same assignment, with varying start and finish times. More considerations for grouping. Develop peer leaders for each group and rotate this role so that all or most have an opportunity to experience peer leadership. Develop problem solvers in a similar way, jigsawing this opportunity for all students. As needed, group by boys and girls. Consider grouping for energy levels, integrating high-energy students with lower energy for a healthy mix of group synergy. Consider background experience and other languages spoken when making placement decisions. Consider cognitive abilities, but don't base groups solely using cognitive criteria. Consider creative and artistic talents when placing students in groups. Keep varied levels of expectations for task completion. Create environments where all learners experience some type of success. Use and make available reading and resource materials, primary and secondary source documents, for example, at multiple reading levels. Create literacy centers with varied tasks designated to match students' readiness, interests, and learning style preferences. Use small groups to reteach those in need of reteaching. Small groups were found to be as successful as one-on-one conferences, especially when instruction was focused on addressing phonics, decoding, and fluency in reading. When placing students in early reading groups, consider the following. Flexile grouping. Ongoing assessment and progress monitoring. Multiple text availability at various reading levels. Intensive one-to-one instruction in word study with repeated readings to build fluency. Group-guided reading practice with a focus on student engagement. In-class coaching and modeling of differentiated strategies for teachers